Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Washington Senators and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Washington Senators. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Eddie Yost. Batting second. The right fielder, Sherry Robertson. Batting third. The left fielder, Bud Stewart. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Clyde Vollmer. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Eddie Robinson. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Al Kozar. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Sam Dente. Batting eighth. The catcher, Al Evans. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mickey Hefner. Pitching for the Washington Senators, Mickey Hefner. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Bob Dillinger. Batting second. The center fielder, Stan Spence. Batting third. The second baseman, Jerry Pretty. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jack Graham. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Roy Sievers. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Dick Kakos. Batting seventh. The catcher, Sherm Lawler. Batting eighth. The shortstop, John Sullivan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Red Embry. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Red Embry. And now, play ball. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Graham settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Pretty scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty hits a pop-up towards third. Yost settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Senators nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Stewart. Sievers reaches second base with a double. Graham moves to third. Dick Kakos is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakos hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Graham scores. Sievers moves to third. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Sievers scores. Two outs. It's 2-0, Browns. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente hits a fly ball into center field. Spence settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Embry fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Hefner moves to second. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-1 in the game. Yost takes first base on ball 4. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hefner fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0-for-1 in the game. Dillinger hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0-for-1 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-1 in the game. Stewart hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0-for-1 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Robinson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 2, and the Senators nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-1 in the game. Pretty hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Graham is hit by the pitch. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 0-for-1 in the game. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Graham moves to second. Shermlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. he's got one RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball four. Graham moves to third. Kakas moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0 for 1 in the game. Sullivan takes first base on ball 4. Graham scores. Kakas moves to third. Lawler moves to second. It's 3-0, Browns. Red Embry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Embry is 0 for 1 in the game. Embry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Senators nothing. The Senators will come to bat. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 0 for 1 in the game. Kozar hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 0 for 1 in the game. Dente hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 2-run home run. It's 3-2, Browns. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 0 for 1 in the game. Evans hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Spence. Evans reaches second base with a double. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hefner bunts towards the mound. Embry fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Evans moves to third. Tom Farrick now pitching. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Yost hits a ball on the ground towards third. Dillinger fields it and throws to second for the out. Evans scores. One out. It's Senators, 3, Browns, 3. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robertson hits a line drive to left field. That will be extra bases. Severs chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Sullivan. Sullivan fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Sullivan. Yost goes all the way around to score. Robertson moves all the way to home. It's 5-3, Senators. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0 for 2 in the game. Stewart takes first base on ball 4. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Vollmer strikes out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 0 for 2 in the game. Robinson hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Stewart moves to third. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 0 for 2 in the game. Dillinger hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 2 in the game. Spence hits a fly ball into center field. Vollmer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. Pretty takes first base on ball 4. Dillinger moves to second. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans fires to first and picks off Pretty. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Graham hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Dente hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Evans hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sullivan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mickey Hefner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hefner is 2-for-2 in the game, with 2 singles. Hefner hits a line drive towards the mound. Farrick reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Sievers hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Kakas hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kozar settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Schirmlaller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Lawler takes first base on ball 4. Sievers moves to second. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Sullivan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Sievers scores. Lawler moves to second. It's 5-4, Senators. Sid Hudson now pitching. Tom Farrick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Farrick bunts towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. Lawler moves to third. Sullivan moves to second. Two outs. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a pop-up towards the mound. Hudson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 5, and the Browns 4. The Senators will come to bat. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Yost hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is gone. A home run. It's 6-4, Senators. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Robertson hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Pretty settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Stewart is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stewart is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stewart is called out on strikes. Two outs. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Vollmer hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Robinson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vollmer moves to third. Al Kozar is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kozar is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kozar hits a ball on the ground towards first. Graham scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Kozar for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 0 for 3 in the game. Spence hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-5, Senators. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Pretty hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's been hit by a pitch. Graham hits a pop-up into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Graham reaches second base with a double. Roy Sievers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sievers is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. Sievers hits a ball on the ground towards short. Dente fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Dick Kakas is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kakas is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kakas hits a line drive towards the right side of the infield. Kozar reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Sam Dente is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dente is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got two RBIs. Dente strikes out. One out. Al Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Sid Hudson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hudson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Evans moves to third. Eddie Yost is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yost is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Yost hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sherry Robertson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robertson is 1 for 4 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Robertson hits a fly ball into left field. Sievers settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Gil Cohn now playing left field. Sherm Lawler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lawler is 0 for 1 in the game. With two walks. He's got one RBI. Lawler strikes out. One out. John Sullivan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sullivan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got two RBIs. Sullivan hits a fly ball into right field. Robertson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Paul Lehner pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Paul Lehner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lehner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Hudson fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Senators will come to bat. Bill Kennedy now pitching. Gil Cohn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cohn hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Lawler settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Clyde Vollmer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vollmer is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Vollmer hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eddie Robinson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robinson is 2 for 4 in the game, with two singles. Robinson hits a pop-up towards third. Dylan just settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Senators 6, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Dillinger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dillinger is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Dillinger hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Robertson. Dillinger reaches second base with a double. Stan Spence is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Spence is 1-for-4 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Spence hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. There goes Dillinger trying to advance. Here's the throw, and he's out. Spence moves to second. One out. Jerry Pretty is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pretty is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Pretty strikes out. Two outs. Jack Graham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Graham is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's been hit by a pitch. Graham hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kozar scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Washington Senators, 6, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.